Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Robotics firm Anki says it's working to maintain function and support for its cloud-connected products after the company has fully shut down. Full plans are still unclear, but Anki says it will reveal more details soon. The company produces a range of small companion robots. Microsoft celebrates Minecraft's 10th anniversary with a browser-based version of the original game. The title is limited to creative mode and doesn't have a save option. It also retains bugs from the classic title. Uber's IPO prospectus reveals the firm is dealing with more than 60,000 driver arbitration cases. Legal experts suggest each case could cost the company $10,000 to $20,000, and that the workload would take years to deal with. They also pose that arbitration will ultimately cost Uber more than multiple class action lawsuits would. Britain's Cultural Secretary, Jeremy Wright, says security concerns may delay the country's 5G rollout. Wright suggests the UK should focus on building a secure network and not seek an economic benefit from using cheap or risky equipment. It follows reports that the British government will use Huawei technology for non-core parts of the network. Baidu, the Chinese technology giant, can clone your voice using 3.7 seconds of audio. A year ago, the same deep voice tool took 30 minutes to clone a human's voice, but the algorithm developed by Baidu has learned to pronounce challenging words and names in an effort to have a believable human-sounding enunciation. According to Big Data Guru, this iteration process shows the capabilities of AI voice generation have expanded but also raised concerns about misuse of the technology and being able to distinguish a real human voice from a fake AI generated voice. This was your shot of tech coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.